With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy to be joined now by Hamilton Wenham's girls lacrosse coach, Emily Leland. And Emily, welcome to MSO, and congratulations on what's kind of a big win today.
Thank you. Yes, no, we're very happy.
Tell me a little bit about the game, because, you know, Manchester Essex is a perennial power in girls lacrosse, not only in the Cape Ann League, but really all along, you know, the North Shore and in general. So tell me about the feeling of your team going into this game and how you pulled this one off.
Sure. Well, we were really excited for this game, and we obviously knew it was going to be a battle. And we had some really great practices leading up. After our first few games, it was pretty clear what we needed to work on,
mm-hmm.
and the girls were fantastic. They obliged to an extra practice this weekend. I introduced some new concepts to them on Sunday. We practiced them again on Monday, and then they executed them in our game today. And so I'm just thrilled.
Coach, without giving away the farm and secrets and stuff like that, again, you had... only won one game coming into this one, and Manchester Essex riding right along at 5-1, I believe it was, overall. What did the kids do differently, or at least what are you most proud of in terms of how they played today?
Well, we knew coming in that we needed to do more movement on offense, and that we needed to slow teams down. And I think we really accomplished that. We had some new tactics for both of those things, and just to see them work on it and then have them perform it perfectly was just fantastic.
As I've learned about lacrosse, especially girls lacrosse, as I've gone on, one of the things I've been aware of is that that face-off, you know, at the center dot. How important is that in terms of getting your offense untracked?
Yeah, no, that's definitely very important. You know, possession is key, obviously. So starting out with the ball is great. Evie Bernard, our freshman, who takes the draw generally for us, did mm-hmm. a fantastic job with that today. So, yeah, that was definitely key. But I don't have the stats in front of me right now as far as who won the most draws. It seemed pretty even, pretty back and forth. I know their midfielder was very tall, she was able to come up with a lot of them.
I'm looking at your game report now, and you mentioned one freshman, but you also you talk about Grace Glidden. Tell me a little bit more about her.
Sure. Well, Grace is a fantastic player as well, and I could not be more thrilled with how she stepped up in our game. We knew coming in that they were probably going to tightly cover Evie. And since she's been such a strong player for us, and sure enough, they did. So we did work on that in practice and really got Grace's confidence up. And just to see her shine with those four goals today was amazing.
And again, looking at your game report today, tell me a little bit about the ebb and flow, you know, the lead changes, if there were any, and how you guys were finally able to take the two-goal win.
Yeah, well, it started off, Manchester started scoring first, but then we answered with five consecutive goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then Manchester snuck one in at 9 seconds left in the first half, so we ended the half at 5-2. And we knew that they were going to come out probably with a new game plan, and so Manchester did come out in the second half very strong. But it was back and forth, and eventually Manchester caught up and surpassed us at 8-7, but then Grace came along and scored those three goals, which was just great.
I don't have your schedule in front of me, so what was the other win this year that you guys pulled off so far?
Against Salem.
Salem, okay, out of conference, all right. All right, so again, a big win against Manchester Essex. Now, Newburyport on top, as they always are up in the Kinney at 4-0. And you've got Pentucket coming up next, so what do you see in this one?
Yeah, I'm excited just to build on this. We're practicing tomorrow, so we're going to go over everything again, work on some new things, but they're always a very strong team as well. But we're really excited to have them, on our home turf.
Yeah, I talked with the Ipswich coach the other night, and in the Baker, you've got a really strong division there in the Baker with Ipswich, Manchester, Essex, Linfield. It's tough.
It is, and you know what? I really respect the teams. You know, especially the Ipswich coach, I think is great. What she's done with their defense is very strong. So we knew going in that was going to be a tough game. It was tough too. You know, don't want to make any excuses because they definitely outplayed us. But we did have some injuries prior to that, and you know, we have really a lot of new players on our roster, and you know, I'm a new coach as well. So I think it's just taken us a little while to get in our groove. So it was just great to see everything that we've been working on, you know, kind of work out well.
Well, you opened the door for me. Tell me a little bit about your background, Emily, because I don't know a lot about you, and it's hard to find stuff sometimes researching on the internet. But tell me a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are.
Sure. Well, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, in Morristown, New Jersey, which has a very, you know, strong program. I was coached under a woman who was, I think, the most winningest coach in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on to play in college, D3 for Washington and Lee. And after I graduated, I moved up to Boston, and I coached for Charlestown Lacrosse and Learning Center for a few years, and then took a break from coaching until my daughter was old enough to play, and then I coached her in the youth program. And when Hamilton Wenham was looking for a coach, I talked to Craig Genualdo just to let him know that, you know, if things got bad, I would be happy to help out. So he kind of had that in his back pocket as he was searching, and eventually did call and said, you know, we are going to need you. So I was psyched.
Well, we're glad you're here, and you're in a great situation. Hamilton Wenham with a terrific background and culture of not only athletics but also academics. And Craig Genualdo is one of the supreme athletic directors on the North Shore, so it's a great program. You've established yourself here pretty good so far. So, final question, I think, Em, is in terms of the makeup of your team. You know, tell me, is it a blend? I know you've got some young kids, so tell me a little bit about, you know, some of your leaders who you expect to help carry the freight.
Sure. Well, we do have four freshmen on our starting lineup, you know, with the Evie Bernard, Grace Glidden, Maddie Graber, and Haley Ireland. And then we have three sophomores, Maisie Leland, Avery Nistel, Busy Ireland. We have, I believe three juniors, including our junior captain, who is our goalie, Ava Vitor, and then we have Ava Schultz on defense and Stuart Bernard. And then we have our two senior captains. So we don't have a whole lot of seniors this year, but, you know, I was excited to get a really strong freshman class and, you know, bring up some sophomores as well. So it's, you know, it's great.
All right, I know that Ipswich is off this week, but what's the plans for the rest of the week for your team?
Yeah, so we're practicing tomorrow. I did give the girls a few days off, you know, feel like they've earned it. But then we're going to come back and practice before our game on Monday.
Hamilton Wenham field hockey. Hamilton Wenham girls lacrosse coach Emily Leland with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.